So we're back at it, guys. Welcome again. Hey, really quick, Vinny. Let me ask you something. Okay. Have you ever had a allergic reaction to something?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Talk to me about that.
Super random.
Okay.
Question, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I know. Go with me here.
Okay. So I was, what was it? It was a Gatorade.
Gatorade.
And it was Tiger Woods Gatorade.
What does that even mean, Tiger Woods?
It was a picture of Tiger Woods on the Gatorade.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was it a particular color?
It was red.
Okay.
Yeah, and it had something to do with like the dye or something in that specific Gatorade, because I grew up drinking Gatorade.
Okay. You know what
I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just Gatorade.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I went to the doctor. I was like, I have hives all over. I'm super itchy. And he was like, is there anything new that you've drank? And I was like, yeah, this dang Tiger Woods Gatorade. And he was like, oh, well, let's look at the, you know, and they compared the Gatorade to like the Tiger Woods Gatorade. And there was like something different. And he's like, so they tested me for it. And they're like, yeah, you were allergic to this. I forget what it was.
So what happened to you?
Hopefully they don't put it in any other drinks. But yeah. I drank it and I was like feeling good. I think I had football practice that day and I was just like, got, you know, super itchy, like right after practice.
Strange.
And I'm like, what is going on
right
now? And yeah. And it just didn't stop throughout the night. It actually got worse as I was like scratching it. And yeah, just
that is so weird.
Went to the doctor the next day. And
yeah. So the reason I'm asking you is because I want to talk about this idea of, how does God react to
our sin? Where you were going.
Yeah. No, you're like, what?
I was like, okay,
what's going on here? Yeah, like does God have an allergic reaction to our sin?
Oh man,
you know, because I think sometimes the gospel is presented in a way that it says, you know, God loves you and Jesus died for you, especially in Christianity, and then it's this and but God can't stand your sin. In fact, he doesn't listen to you when you sin. He can't listen to you when you sin. If you're living in sin, there's a lot of things that just God can't stand it. Like he looks at you and goes, "Oh, I can't be here in your sin." And then there's just some warped ideas around that. So I thought we might have to have a conversation about what does God actually have an allergic reaction to our sin? Like what is it really something that he does? And recently in Charlotte. There's like, actually in North Carolina, I think there was like this huge pollen. They called it what? Pollen.
Pollenmageddon or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Pollen apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Say that.
Something like
a couple
that.
Times.
Pollen apocalypse.
I can't even say it. Pollen apocalypse. Whatever. So it was a lot of pollen, and it was the first year that I reacted to it. I had a severe reaction to it, and when I mean severe. I never had a reaction to pollen, I mean, I might get a little stopped up a little bit, but this year, man, it bothered me. I mean, I
remember
think,
seeing you,
right?
And I was like, "What is happening to you?"
I know. I was like coughing for like months. It felt like, and I just wouldn't go away. And then it was a reaction, allergic reaction to the pollen.
Yeah,
and it surprised me because I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know I did react to this." So. And I think in spirituality, sometimes you wonder, when things are not working out, you wonder, oh, hold up. Are my actions right now, the things I'm doing, I mean, we're all kind of managing or, you know, sin, the tension of it. Am I not getting my prayers answered because I'm like sinning too much or I did something that really ticks off God, you know? So it's like God just had a major reaction to it.
Oh, yeah.
And so this whole idea is like, oh, well, my prayer is not being answered or this is not going to happen or God's getting back at me because of what happened. And I've heard this. I mean, I've heard things that are just humorous, funny things, goofy things. Oh, I broke down because, you know,
right.
God doesn't like me or I said this.
I flipped the guy off next to me.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They're small things. But then there are big things, man. I remember once someone told me, I don't believe I can get pregnant, and we've tried so many times because of the life I lived before. I was just, you know, sexually, you know, wild or whatever, and then now God's punishing me. I mean, that's deep stuff, and I remember there at that point, in fact, I got so enraged by that thought process, not because she thought it, but I felt like she heard it from someone that is obviously not from God. And it's not that someone told her this, even though people have said this to other people. But I just got mad about it. And I told her, you're going to get pregnant. I said,
you're going to get pregnant.
Yes. And after I said that, I thought, Naeem, what are you doing? That's the word. That's like pastor one-on-one. Never promise something you cannot deliver. Like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
Did you get that? Deliver? Get that? Deliver.
Deliver. Baby.
Oh, I know. Sorry. But yeah, and she did. She got pregnant and all that. But it stuck with me, and this has like been with me for a while. And the reason is because I keep hearing this idea: God reacts to your sin. And I don't know if that's true. Okay. And what I mean by that is because I don't reaction requires that that he is waiting for you to do something, and then he's just going to react to it. So it's like God's not in the position of control. He's just waiting for you to do something. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you do something, he'll react to your emotions, and he'll just react. So he plays the second part. You play the first. And, I mean, it'd be great for us to think we're the center of the universe, but we're not. And, and I don't think God is waiting around for us to do something, and then he can react to it.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't react. He's proactive. And not reactive, and he's proactively pursuing us. And so I will say this, just to kind of make this very clear, the way God responds to our sin is really, he's proactive. Mm-hmm. And so in the middle of our sin, in the middle of the things that we struggle with, in the middle of our addiction, all the things, in the middle of that, just know God is not saying, oh, I can't stand you, I'm not listening to you, I can't hear you, I have hives. No, he's actually pursuing you. Yeah. Like, he pursues you, he pursues you. And there's an Old Testament story that's mentioned in the scriptures, and it's a story about an odd couple where God tells this prophet that he wants him to go marry a prostitute on purpose. Mm-hmm. And the story of Homer, or Gomer, not Homer. Homer Simpson. Simpson. No, nice. Sorry.
The story of Homer Simpson in the Bible, brought to you by Naeem Fazel.
Oh, man. Should we delete that and read? No, we shouldn't. Okay. So, yeah, not Homer, but Gomer.
This is your third language, so you get a
pass. At some point, I got to stop making that excuse, but but still. So, story of Gomer, which is a terrible name,
seriously,
for a woman. And Hosea is told to go marry this prostitute. And the story is that God illustrates his love for Israel, which is a picture of humanity. And the idea is, this is a prostitute who has done some things, who's longing for love, who finds herself doing things that are so harmful for her, gives herself up in pursuit of love, wanting to be loved, goes from one lover to another, to another, to another, finally sold into slavery. And this story is about this guy going back again and 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 going after his wife, marrying his wife, and then buying his wife because she sold into slavery. I mean, a person she's actually married to, but she has to buy him back. And again, it's a story of like redemption, story of how God paid for our sins. I mean, it's a story of us coming out of slavery because sin slaves us and God sets us free. And it's a continual pursuit. And I think that's the point. That's the point. That's the reaction, if you want to say it. That's the mind frame. That's what God's thinking when we are in our sin. We're in the midst of doing and things that we know we shouldn't do. And in fact, even when we're in the midst of going the opposite direction, like we talked about last week, mm-hmm. Last time, in the midst of us going the opposite direction away from him, God is still pursuing us. Like, God's still pursuing us. And there are times where he still speaks to us and he still moves closer. And then there are times he just gives us distance. And there are stories that we see that there are times where God just kind of waits till we turn around, and there are times he just goes after us and pursues us and pursues us. I mean, and I don't know if you've read the Bible, but you see stories of people who are who are supposed to be like used of God or called by God, prophets who go the other direction, who turn away right. and purposely go the opposite direction. And God doesn't say, okay, well, I'll just wait for you to turn around. He goes after him. He goes after him again and again and again and again and again. And so I think one thing we need to know is that in the midst of our sin, God wants to pursue us. God pursues us because he really believes that proximity heals us, like that his presence heals us, that it's not no amount of self-help, no amount of doing the right things. I mean, if doing the right things made us right mentally, socially, you know, psychologically, spiritually, if just doing right made us right, then there'll be some people that are just genetically born with discipline, in a sense, which I am not, would just be great at it.
Yeah.
So righteousness could be attained by a set of laws.
Right.
And Paul the Apostle, he says, if righteousness could be attained by laws, then Christ died for nothing, you know? And so God's solution to sin is really closeness. It's closeness to him. And I love the prodigal son story because God sees this his son, humanity. He says, us, do whatever we want to do. Find out that this is no hope right. in there. There's no satisfaction there. He comes back around. He runs to him and he hugs him. That's the first thing he does. He doesn't clean him up. He doesn't say, hey, where you been? He doesn't say anything. He just hugs him. And the fact that God runs to him and then hugs him just, again, reminds me that God's goal in life, or not God's goal, but God's idea, God's thought is that he can heal us by a hug. He can heal humanity with a hug. He can hold us so close that it transforms us. There's something about distance. There's something about proximity that shapes us. There's something about that is the answer to what our souls want. And when it comes to sin in our lives, when it comes to how God reacts to our sin, it's not an allergic reaction. It's not that. It's proactive. I mean, I would even say that if God is all sovereign and he is all knowing, then I don't understand this, but maybe his goal all along was to prove that a set of rules, a set of things will not make us close to him, and he really wants us close. His goal was to send his son and to send his spirit. I mean, maybe maybe Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus stepping into human history, maybe that wasn't like God reacting to sin. Maybe it was the plan all along. It was the plan all along. I'm going to get you as close as I can. Wow. I'm going to get you as close as I can. And I think sometimes we go, oh, no, our sin put Jesus on the cross. I think his love did.
Wow. That's so totally different. I mean.
Right?
Yeah. That's a totally different concept than, I mean, most people probably think. I mean,
yeah.
I definitely grew up knowing the fact. It was a fact. Wasn't a thought. If you believe this faith that your sins put Jesus on the cross, and it was just a fact you believed, like,
yeah, it's not true.
That's not true.
There's more to the story.
Yeah,
there's more to the story. So I hope this is a short episode, but I hope this helped people understand when it comes to unanswered prayers and unanswered dreams, and as they're searching and going, trying to figure out, God, would you love me more if I was just better? Would you answer me if I was just better? If you would you care for me more? Would I have more things if I was just better? If I was good enough? If I was, you know, holy enough? If I didn't have any issues, would you just love me more? Would you provide for me more if I didn't have issues? Those are thoughts that are not, and those are good thoughts to think through, but the answer to those are not yes. If I was just better, he would love me more. That's not true at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not true at all. His love for us is not based on our performance. It's based on his presence, and he wants to be present. Mm-hmm. He wants to be present in our lives. It's not based on our commitment. It's based on his commitment, you know? We get to react. He responds. I mean, he acts, and we get to react. It's not the other way around.
Wow.
God's proactive. we get to react. And for some of us, we react to his love. We have an allergic reaction to his love. And that's why John 3:16 is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish. And then the next verse right there, in verse 17, is like, hey, and by the way, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but to save it. Like, the writer, the Jesus had to actually say that. He's like, hey, by the way,
right,
because you're going to react to this. Like, okay, what's the catch? Before you have an allergic reaction to this, let me just again tell you, it's not to condemn you. It's to love you. It's not because, oh, I can't stand your sin. It's because I love you so much.
Wow.
So.
That's good, man.
So that's why I asked you.
Okay. So why? The real takeaway from this podcast episode is don't drink Tiger Woods.
No, that's not the takeaway. God does not have an allergic reaction to us. God is the one who's proactive. We get to react.
Mm. Yeah. That's great. Well, hey, this has been fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We are still here in the new studio. Things are looking great, right? I mean, we love this place. So
love it.
You're adjusting well to the Steelers Pittsburgh theme.
Yeah.
You're getting used to it now.
Go Steelers? Is that what
you say? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're wearing Steeler gear for you guys. We're not doing a video podcast, so.
I am not doing Steeler. I am not. I do not have Steeler gear.
Slowly it'll happen.
I got to pull off yellow. I think I can pull off yellow. I actually like yellow.
Yeah, you can do
lot.
It. Yeah. I mean, your chair's yellow. It looks great.
I know, but I'm not wearing my chair.
I mean, sitting on it.
We are sitting on it.
It's right there.
All right, we probably need to end this thing.
All right, cool. See you guys later.